This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Cyclone Dithwa has now moved further towards north of Tamil Nadu and is now located at 80 kilometers east of Vedaranyam, 100 kilometers southeast of Karaikal, 180 kilometers near Puducherry, and 280 kilometers south of Chennai. It is likely to move towards North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and adjoining Andhra Pradesh coasts by today morning. According to the update from the Regional Met Department, for the next 3 hours, a red alert has been given to Kudalur, Nagapattinam. Mayiladuthurai, Viluppuram, Chengalpattu districts and Puducherry and Karaikal areas. Moderate rain has been predicted in 12 coastal districts, including Chennai and Kanchipuram, and widespread light to moderate rains in other districts of the state. The Union Home Secretary reviewed the preparedness with the Chief Secretaries of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Telangana and Andhra Pradesh and directed them to maintain high alertness and coordination. The Coast Guard has deployed 3 ships and 1 aircraft off the Tamil Nadu coast and advised small vessels to return to the harbour. The Regional Operations Centre of the Coast Guard are broadcasting weather warnings in local languages. 14 disaster response teams have been kept on standby to act in case of emergency. 10 additional NDRF teams have been airlifted to Chennai from Pune and Vadodara. According to the instruction by the Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, Chennai Division of the Southern Railway has initiated extensive preparations to ensure the safety of passengers and railway infrastructure in view of cyclonic storm Dithwa. India Meteorological Department has issued cyclonic storm warning for North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coast in the wake of cyclone Dithwa. IMD has informed that cyclonic storm over the southwest Bay of Bengal is moving north-northwest and is expected near North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and South Andhra Pradesh coast by early morning today. In addition, the Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall with isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Andhra Pradesh, Puducherry, Karaikal and Tamil Nadu for today. According to the IMD, cold wave conditions are likely to prevail over Punjab and Odisha today, while dense fog can be observed in Himachal Pradesh till Tuesday. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR has shifted from very poor to poor quality. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, the average air quality index of the region was recorded at 290 as of 8 p.m. yesterday. 3 people have died and 2 others were injured in a fire at a 4-story building in Sangam Vihar, South Delhi. Police said the incident happened at a 4-story building in Tigdi extension of Sangam Vihar. Fire tenders have reached the spot to douse the fire. Special train to Kashi, Tamil Sangamam, began its journey from Kanyakumari yesterday with 45 delegates. It will be joined by 86 delegates at Tiruchirappalli and 87 delegates from Chennai. The group comprises 50 Tamil literary experts, 54 cultural scholars in addition to students, teachers, artisans, classical singers and instructors. KTS 4.0 will formally begin with an inaugural function on 2nd December at Namo Ghat, Varanasi. During the 8-day tour, 1,500 delegates will participate in a series of knowledge-sharing sessions and explore Varanasi, Prayagraj and Ayodhya. They will also visit Kashi Vishwanath Temple, Namo Ghat, Hanuman Ghat, Banaras Hindu University and Sarnath. The theme of this year is Let Us Learn Tamil, Tamil Karkalam. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that software upgrade has been completed in 270 out of 338 affected aircraft in the country. These include aircrafts of IndiGo, Air India and Air India Express. The upgradation in remaining aircrafts will be completed soon. The software upgradation is being done after the DGCA ordered an immediate halt to flights operated by the Airbus A320 family until airlines complete mandatory safety modifications. The sweeping move covers the Airbus A318, A319, A320 and A321 fleet and required operators to ground aircraft until prescribed checks and fixes are completed. Taiwan's Ministry of National Defense has said 12 Chinese military aircrafts crossed the Taiwan Strait median line yesterday and entered the island's southern and southeastern air defense identification zone. And that is the end of this news bulletin.